Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you get a little bit of a break from competitive action, but what did your team work on during the bye week?
Well, it was a good opportunity to kind of hit the reset button, Kelly. You know, obviously we talked earlier how it's once you start, it's kind of nice to just stay in that rhythm and play every weekend. But after losing four tough games, it just gave us an opportunity to really take a look at a lot of things that had transpired throughout those four games, and really kind of allowed us as a staff to identify the things we really wanted to hone in on. And it wasn't nothing major. We're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. I think I told you I thought all four games were very competitive. It's a type of games could have gone either way, and we could be sitting here 4-0, to be honest with you. But it's little things like it tends to always be. It's just being a little bit more aware of situations in terms of how we want to try to layer in terms of in our D zone, just making smarter decisions with the puck. For instance, the game against Providence on Saturday, three of their goals, we had the puck to start the play, and you turn it over and then things happen. So it's just making better decisions, and a lot of that is just a simple clear. Getting the puck deep, and rather than you have 85 feet to work with, and obviously there's people there, but you gotta find a way to get it by those shin pads. And anyway, so it was a lot of stuff like that we worked on, and but at the same time we want to be a puck possession team, so we certainly didn't neglect that part of our game. And bottom line is the group's ready to play. It's been 2 weeks, and they're anxious to get on the ice and play.
One thing I noticed about those first four games is your team's special teams have been pretty good, especially your PK. Talk about some of the new players you've had to put on your PK. Obviously, your veterans that are back on there, but who are some of the younger players that you've got out there?
Yeah, we started the year obviously with Kiki and Haley, which is they were two of our top pair last year, and then Bergie and Riley. We lost Riley obviously to graduation, so Claire DeGeorge has certainly taken a bigger role when it comes to penalty killing. But Paige Beebe and Jack Cassa and Lindsay Featherstone are other players that have we've utilized more. And I think you'll see Ellie Mosier in there a little bit more often too. It's just the way they play in the terms of their quickness, and in some terms just their size. They just make good penalty killers. But that group's worked hard and they've done a nice job.
Well, I know that we always talk about special teams, especially against Duluth and any team in the league, really. What is it about the WCHA that makes special teams kind of one of the key factors in any game?
Well, it's just hard to score. It's hard to score 5-on-5. So if you can get 5-on-5 goals, that's a huge bonus. So that's where special teams always is going to play a key role. And certainly you'd like to have a power play that's going at 25% or higher, but I always reference Coach Peters when he talked about special teams back in the day. He would say, as long as we were plus one, as long as we're plus one at the end of the game, it's going to increase our chances of coming out on top. So if we can be plus one today in the special teams, we'll take that.
Looking at Duluth coming into the weekend, they're awfully young, especially on the defensive side. What have you seen about their defense that you think will be an advantage to your team?
Well, they're young, but they're talented. No question. They're certainly going to recruit very, very good players, and the players they have are very good. You look at both the two freshmen from Minnesota, Norton and Flaherty. They're both under 18 team national team players. In terms of where they played before they got to Duluth, and the Skinner player from out west to Western Canada is a good solid player. So, but they're freshmen, and sometimes in this league, that inexperience can get you. And so, our whole game plan coming in is we want to possess the puck, we want to play fast, we want to get them on their heels, and we want to dictate the pace. And I think if we do that now, maybe we can force them into mistakes. But obviously they have a pretty good goalie that's backstopping them. But you know what? Let's just get pucks and people in the net and see what happens.
Speaking of Rooney, what are her tendencies as far as things that you look for in film that your team might take advantage of?
Yeah, well, one thing that's definitely noticeable, she's playing the puck a lot more. She's certainly a lot more confident when it comes to playing the puck. So we need to be smart with our entries, make sure we keep pucks away from her. But I think the other time is because of the amount of work she's seen. And again, Boston College, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are three of the premier programs in the country. So they generated a lot of opportunities. But she was giving up a lot of rebounds and was scrambling around a lot. It's just, it's just one of those situations where with a young team in front of her, she's forced to, I think she's had over 40 shots three or four times already. And sometimes that workload, starts to drop early, kicks out rebounds. But again, very, very talented. If she sees it, she's probably going to stop it. So, the challenge for us is going to try to create chaos and at the same time get pucks in it, get pucks through, and really be tenacious on those rebounds in front, because obviously, you know, Duluth isn't just going to give you those opportunities. You got to work for them.
Your team is 13-10-2 since the 2014-15 season, Coach, against a Duluth team that before that your team has only had 4 wins prior to that year. What do you attribute the success of your team against Duluth, especially here at Amsoil?
Well, I don't know. One of the reasons we've played them an awful lot, that's probably why those numbers are like that. But I think there's familiarity with the players. Obviously, there's some really good friendships from you know the team. So they, you know, we certainly get up for them. It's you know, now that you know North Dakota's no longer there, they're probably the closest in terms of proximity. I mean, St. Cloud, I guess it's, you know, half dozen one, 6 dozen the other, right? How do they say that? But plus, we played them in the playoffs three of my 4 years. So you just generate, you know, that's how you generate a rivalry and create a rivalry when you play in really big games that many times. So, I have a lot of respect for their program. They've Mara's done a great job since taking over. Obviously, they were one of the premier programs with Shannon Miller and. So again, you're playing for points, and it's a WCHA series. There's just a lot of factors that get you excited to play this game. And you know, we've certainly, you know, had some bounces, but also played some really solid games here. And so hopefully we can play another one today.
What's it gonna take to win?
Well, I think I've really been harping on our start. We want to have a good start. We want to get the puck deep and get after them and play in their end as much as we can. But certainly in our end, we're gonna have to be really, really good. They're very talented. Our F2 and F3 coming back have to have their heads on a swivel. We got to do a great job of picking up people away from the puck. You know, then we have to have stick on puck, close quick, create stalls when we can, and then transition. And then be really strong in the neutral zone. You know, not make weak plays. We got to make strong plays to get it past their D. And in the offensive zone, let's possess. Let's puck protect. No hope plays. Don't just throw it out hoping we're going to get it. Let's make them defend the entire zone. What I mean by that is if we can go low to high, east to west, get them moving around. Now some seams can be created. And then obviously, like we talked about, we got to get people to the net, create chaos, and be tenacious around the net.
Good luck today, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.